May I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. It is just beautiful, beautiful, the Nunc Dimittis, the Song of Simeon, one of the great canticles of the Church, and one at once laden with both hope and pathos. The Nunc Dimittis, the Song of Simeon, has become very much part of my life over the last 18 months. One could say ever-present in many ways over the last year and a half. Where I sit in my stall at St. Leonard's during most services, I look across at a large stained glass window depicting the presentation at the temple, Candlemas, which we celebrate today. In this window stands in the centre the figure of Simeon, bedecked in fine robes and holding in his arms the haloed Christ child, whilst Mary and Joseph, holding their basket containing a pair of rather startled-looking turtle doves, look on also. And also is depicted the prophetess Anna in bejeweled robes, looking on. And they stand in the grandeur of the temple in Jerusalem. And it is depicted like a magnificent Moorish palace. And in its scale and grandeur and the opulence of the jewels and the clothes, these serve only to accentuate the vulnerability and nakedness of the fragile Christ child. Yet this fragile, naked child, the very presence of this fragile, naked child, is enough to make Simeon ask of the Lord that he may let him now die in peace. To die in peace. Because he has seen in flesh the salvation of all people, the promised hope of our world. Now, I'm sure it's not the case that no one or few people die in central London, but certainly there are few funerals at St. Peter's. And let me tell you, this is not the case in Colchester. People die a lot in Colchester, at least since I've arrived. And we have very many funerals. And conducting funerals is something which should never, ever be easy and something to which one should never be used to. Each is symbolic of the hope, love, and character of the deceased and of his or her family and friends. Each is holy. Each is beautiful. But each also has one thing in common. Each, in its service, realizes a great, a depthless, an ageless silence. And that great and depthless and ageless silence comes as I place my hand on the coffin at the committal, open my mouth and say, Now, Lord, let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen your salvation. The Song of Simeon, the Nunc Dimittis. And it is ageless and depthless, that moment of silence, because it is a realization, a coming together of all in which we all hope, to go in peace because God is present. But more than that, to go in peace because we know, because we recognize God is present. But what is peace? Peace seems impossible to achieve in our troubled and imperfect world. And for those who are struggling with anxiety or disappointment or depression in individual lives, peace is complex, a complex concept. The New Testament provides clear guidance as to how we can experience peace, a peace that our world neither understands, nor gives, nor can take away. The Greek word eirene referred originally to that orderly, prosperous life that is possible simply when there is no war. Only much later did philosophers begin to apply the concept to an inner, a personal peace. But the New Testament use of eirene does not reflect the culture of the Greeks. Instead, peace in the New Testament is defined and enriched by the Old Testament's shalom. In every theologically significant use, peace is something rooted in one's relationship with God and testifies to the restoration of human beings to inner harmony and to harmonious relationships with others. Our once shattered lives are again made whole, and we become in Christ what God originally intended us to be. The vital health and wholeness of a restored humanity is available in Christ. But achieving that peace, that much desired peace, it does not come easily for us or for the world. Jesus is destined for his ministry to create great division in the world. For Mary, a sword will pierce her own heart too. Peace comes at a cost, and for Christians, that cost is to strive continually to recognize, like Simeon, the presence of God in our lives. With that comes peace. We can do that only if we live our lives in a way that are truly reflective of Christ's teachings, to love God with all that we are, and to love our neighbors, to love all those who walk this earth with us, as much as we love ourselves and our own families. To find true peace, we must live so that what we say with our lips and what we believe in our hearts, we show forth in our lives. Now, Lord, let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen your salvation. Amen.